What's up? Right now, you are tuned into the Competent Conversations podcast, where we have conversations to push humanity forward. I am your host for the day, Rashard Neal. Taekwon is out working right now. He's hustling. So I figured, let me hop on here and talk to you guys. I'm going to be honest, I don't really have a specific topic. I just want to talk. But I think where I want to start is talking about having a certain purpose and framework for your life. You have to ask yourself, what do I want in this time that I'm renting here on the earth? We're not going to be here forever. So if you've been procrastinating, if you've not been following the things that have been speaking to you, it's time to change that. It's time to alter those decisions in your life and start to go after something, because it's all about leaving a legacy. It's all about doing something that will last even when you're gone, something that leaves your imprint here where you impacted people. And too many times I'm seeing people, not happy. You know, I could see when I'm walking through a mall, I can see people who are just have a depressed look on their face and have like a discontent feeling, it seems. And I'm not perfect. Of course, I go through those phases, but what helps me stay on track and helps me feel liberated is knowing that I have this sense of purpose, having a direction, having something that I'm trying to accomplish, where even if I run into problems, it's a problem worth solving because it's a problem that is taken on my path. So it makes me that much more motivated to conquer that and to grow through it. So what is that purpose? What is that thing? You don't even have to think about it. Just be. If you're still and your mind is quiet, what is that pull that you feel? A purpose is an objective, a goal, a direction, a duty that you can't help but to be drawn to. And once you have located that and decided what it is, your job is to spend as much time as possible accomplishing that. Only having people in your life that can nurture that direction, nurture that vision. And we all have different purposes for being here. And the thing is that you want to find people who have a purpose that's closely enough aligned with yours where you guys can grow together. Because any vision that is worth having is not going to be accomplished by one mind, by one person. There's going to be a team. There's going to be a collective vision and a collective output of energy. And that's how you can have speed in the direction that you're going in and how you can actually accomplish it and make it a grand vision that impacts more than just you, that leaves people satisfied more than just you. And you know what? This is where I want to go. I'm going to speak to men for a minute. Guys, as a man, you have to have what I'm talking about, this purpose. And this even relates to having the right woman beside you. You're not going to have the woman that you want, or a virtuous woman, let's say, if you're not a man with purpose, because they can sniff it out. They can sniff whether this guy is about something or he's not. Whether you have, you know, a lot of things going on at the moment or you don't, it's all about that mentality, the spirit, the quality of who you are. And once you know who you are and where you want to go, you know what that co-founder or that teammate looks like. And you have to immerse yourself in that direction, because again, when everything's going crazy, this is what will center you. And a woman also wants to know, like, you know, she's thinking about family, she's thinking about her future and what does that life look like? Can she trust her life in your hands? Can she trust that this guy is a man of integrity and is going to do what he's all about? And whether you guys know it or not, society has changed since, let's say, the 60s. And I'm sorry if there was just some noise that came in. There's like a thing outside, it's not a radiator. It's like a generator outside. So I apologize for that. I hope you guys can still hear me clearly. But she wants to know, like, you know, again, can I trust this man? And what is going to enable that trust is not only what you speak about and how you think, but what are your actions? Do your actions align with who you say you are and where you want to go? Are you talking about these grand visions and then just sitting on your ass all day watching TV, watching things on your phone and not accomplishing things? Or is she seeing gradual improvement? Is she seeing gradual progression in your life, right? And the way to know if a woman really loves you is, does she submit to your framework? And ladies, I know when you hear that word submit, it's kind of like, oh, it has like a negative connotation, like, oh, I'm not submitting to no man. Or, but when I say that, women and men are equally valuable, but we're different. So you have to allow a man or trust a man to be a leader, to use his logic and his reasoning to lay out the blueprint for what your family is going to represent. And men, you have to be about what you speak about and actually be going in the direction of something. And again, we all have different purposes, but what is yours? Is yours one that, you know, she can get with? And I think that's how you even decide how two people coexist. If two people can't coexist, it doesn't mean that they're bad people. Neither one of you. It just means that, hey, this isn't aligned. But you have to know where you're going and know what you want to accomplish. And you have to confidently take that role of a leader, opposed to just saying, hey, you know, I don't know. I don't know what I want to do. You know, I'm leaving it in your hands. Or I don't know. If you're indecisive, if you're not sure about yourself, it's going to show. And not only is it going to show in a relationship, it's going to show in multiple levels of your life. If you have a lack of confidence, it doesn't only show in your job. It's going to show everywhere. So you have to develop those things. And I'm a firm believer that solitude is huge. Solitude is important. And when we're trying to, you know, keep ourselves busy by always hanging out with friends, always watching TV, always doing something that makes us feel like we have company, that means that you're fearful of who you are or who you're not being. So I would encourage you to take that moment to just soul search, journal if you have to. Really just sit there and think, meditate, quiet your mind, and figure out who you are. And a lot of the times you can figure that out by understanding and establishing who you're not. And as a man, you have to have certain non-negotiables in life, things that you're not going to budge on, because what you want to accomplish doesn't entail those things. And knowing where you're going, knowing where you're not going and what you're not going to do is just as important. And I experienced that even in life, like without even knowing it, like even since I was young, it was like sometimes girls would like call me conceited or all these other things, especially like middle school, high school, because, you know, I say this humbly and, you know, I'm not trying to sound whatever. I would say I'm an attractive person, and, you know, people, just general consensus would say that. And I think that, you know, I never really focused on that. But the thing is, like, I focused on just what I was doing at the moment. And I would be told that I'm conceited or that, you know, I think I'm all that because I never really had, like, if a girl thought I was cute or whatever, you know, when I was younger, I wasn't, like, drooling at the mouth and, like, wanted to hop on that and just, you know, go crazy with it. It was like I was always focused on what I'm doing. And it was like when I found someone that kind of, that was worth my time, I never had to force it. It just worked. So I'm saying that to say that, guys, women are attracted to a person who is doing their thing, who's in their own world, who has direction, who's doing something worthwhile. And it's almost like you may not have time or seemingly don't have time for just any woman because you have to get this thing done. You're focused on whatever that may be. And that's actually attractive because it shows direction, it shows accomplishment, it shows commitment, right? And when I would see, like, hey, like, you know, where, you know, a woman and I don't align on certain things, I'm cool. I'm like, okay, well, I guess this just isn't going to work. And it's almost like that would almost make her want to try harder because it's like, oh, I have to prove that I'm important or whatever the case may be. I don't want to speak for whatever a woman's thinking, but, you know, it kind of just seemed like that. And it just kind of reinforces what I'm talking about, where you have to, again, you have to just have that reason for being alive, the thing that gets you up every single morning that you can't help but to be about. And if you do that, not only will you feel liberated as a man and feel happy and fulfilled, but you will, you know, just unpurposefully you will attract the opposite sex because it's just a manly thing to do. you know, I've spoke to men who's like, you know, this woman, you know, she did this to me, she did that to me, she uses me, she's narcissistic, all these things. And I'm like, I'm sitting there thinking like, well, where did you allow that to happen? Because there's red flags for men and for women when you're, you know, engaging with somebody. For women, if this guy isn't about much and he just wants to hang out with his buddies and get drunk and watch the football game and do certain things and just not really have that conviction for life, that may be a red flag as to, hey, like, what would that look like for you 10 years down the road? And for men, it's like, you want a woman that's going to reciprocate what you're putting out into the world or what you're putting into her as well. Like, if you're providing and you're, you know, going after your purpose and, you know, you're spending time with her and doing these things, you want to know that your time is reciprocated, whether that's just, hey, she's out at the store and asks you what do you want and brings you something home, or you're working on your business and all these things and she's cooking you a meal and, you know, you don't have to worry about that, or she's cleaning while you're doing whatever. It's like on both sides, we have as a man and as a woman, we have innate characteristics. We have innate ways of being. And we also know where the missing piece is at and what we need to fulfill this overall vision. And going back to men, you also have to change your mindset. We can't look at women as, you know, just a moment for pleasure, meaning just looking at her sexually. If you're a man of legacy, a man of conviction, of direction and purpose, you only want someone that's going to be nurturing that direction, nurturing that goal. And that's who you know who you have time for and who you don't. Because, you know, to put time into a relationship, that takes work, that takes effort, that takes, you know, some energy. And if you're going to sacrifice that energy that you could be working on something, you have to make sure that that person is worthwhile, in a sense where my life is better because they're here. Same for a woman. A woman's not going to just submit to a man's framework and where his vision is, you know, or what he thinks about life or his philosophy, if it doesn't make sense and if it's not fruitful and if he's saying it to sound good, but when she peels back the cover or the surface, it doesn't look authentic, right? So that's one thing I wanted to really just stress off the top of my brain as to, you know, the man and woman dynamic and how important it is to have a sense of purpose. And women have purpose too, but our purpose may be different, you know? And if a woman's purpose, if a woman is being a woman in her fullness, she knows what that purpose is as well. You may need that solitude time if you haven't found it, because, you know, you have to keep up with the game of life and you may be working a job or two, or, you know, you may have kids and, you know, you may not ever have time for yourself. You may need that time of solitude to say, who am I really? That will show you who or what type of man you want, right? So that's, you know, that's something I wanted to get across. And I think it'll help people who may be struggling in relationships or struggling to find the right person. You can't be out here chasing it and like trying to crave finding, you know, the right person. It's going to come to you once you know who you are. And it kind of sucks to be patient sometimes because you don't want to do life by yourself. But just trust me, if you're going in that direction of your dreams, that person will come across, because you can't help but to attract that, because that's what you are. We don't attract what we want, we attract who we are. So, you know, I hope that meant a little something. Let's see, where do I want to go now? Actually, what complements what I'm saying is having a strong mind, right? So there's the conscious mind and then there's the unconscious mind. The unconscious mind is something that's automatic, things that we don't have to really try to think about or to feel, right? Because the unconscious also extends into the body, these automatic processes that we experience and that we feel. So the mind is the most powerful thing, right? You know, aside from God and spirituality, in human form, what we have is the brain, the mind. The mind is, if you can master that, you've mastered your life. And a lot of us, you know, when we wake up, again, I'm not excluded from these things. I try to work on myself so I can be in the best position possible, but I'm not excluded from these things. You know, we may wake up and just start feeling negative. We start thinking about the problems we have and what we have to fix and what needs to be done by what day. And sometimes when you wake up, you fall right into that rut and you're going to repeat most things that happened the day before, because we have about 70,000 thoughts every day, and 90% of them are repeated thoughts from yesterday, last week, last year. So it's a certain mode and program. And the way to change your automatic behavior, your automatic, let's say, negative thinking about problems or different emotional baggage that you may have, where you're looking at the world to reinforce those emotions so you have a reason to believe that, you know, this is why I'm depressed, this is why I'm anxious, and I have a right to be this way. The way to change that is the analytical mind. Again, this is why meditation and mindfulness is so important, because it makes you take a moment out to sit, observe, and analyze. You have to understand that you're not your thoughts. You're going to have, the brain's going to do what it does. Just like the heart beats and does what it has to do, the brain is going to think of things. It's going to be all over the place sometimes. Your job is to sit back and observe. If you're just being and you're listening to that intuition, that stillness within you, and you know who you are, you also know what thoughts are not aligned with your true source and who you truly are. So you choose what thoughts that you want to nurture and reinforce, and it should cater to the direction that you want to go to in life, what you believe in most, what's most important to you, what's truest to your soul. And hanging around negative people, listening to certain music, going to a job you don't like, all the negative things in your life or the stuff that seems strenuous, that's going to reinforce that negative automatic thinking. So again, you have to use your analytical mind so that you can be aware of the things that are not resourceful for you, the thoughts and feelings that are not resourceful, and work on them. Sometimes I like to use them. I like to take my darkness and be like, yeah, like, you know what? This is going to be the fuel behind what I do. I'm aware of it, but I'm not going to become it. I'm going to take that. I'm going to channel it into something else, and I'll go after my goals that much harder, or I'll see the blessing in my goals. What is my mind trying to tell me? What is my awareness or the unconscious trying to tell me as far as what, where I need to work on myself or what I don't like in life? What's irritating me right now? Now I have a roadmap as to how can I make those changes, right? So, you know, we have to master the mind so that we don't become a slave to the unconscious automatic ways of thinking that are without rational thinking, without logical thinking. And I'm a firm believer in putting logic over emotion. You can be aware of the emotions, but emotions are fickle and they're fleeting. So if you get consumed by it, your life may be in a disarray. You have to ask yourself, you know, what is my framework? What makes most sense? Why am I feeling this way? You know, how can I change that? We have to be solution oriented. How can you change whatever the circumstance or predicament is that's making you feel depressed, lack of energy, anxious, worried, and just disorganized all over the place? You have the power to organize your mind and organize your life, because thoughts are things, thoughts are images, thoughts are concepts of what, and it's how we pretty much construct our reality. You decide what your reality is by the logic that you put behind it and the meaning you put behind certain aspects. So those are just a couple things I want to talk about. This is episode 21 of the Competent Conversations podcast. I don't really have much else to say. I just wanted to hop on and talk to you guys and just drop some insight that I hope will help you. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with the next person. For more content, you can find me on Instagram at Rashard.Neil. You can find me on Facebook at Rashard.Neil, RashardNeil.com. YouTube is RashardNeil. Everything, Snapchat, Rashard.Neil. You can find me there. If you haven't checked out Novi Apparel, check it out on my website. You can also access this podcast on my website. I would encourage you to sign up to my email list, because I send things out, I'd say once a week, but you know, it's kind of just like today, like whenever I feel like it and I have something running through me that I want to express, I'll send out an email about a couple paragraphs of some thoughts that will hopefully help you that day. So, you know, I'd encourage you to get on board with all those things. And again, what I'm doing and what we're doing on this podcast is sharing insights so that we can help to push humanity forward. So I hope you enjoyed episode 21. Talk to you guys next time. Competent Conversations.